Let's begin by connecting with our breath. Wherever you find yourself in this moment, try to get in a position that's as comfortable for you as possible. I invite you to gently close your eyes, and if that isn't comfortable for you, see if you can have a soft, lowered gaze, one that allows you to begin to turn your attention inward. Breathe as you normally would. And notice where you feel the sensation of the breath most clearly. This may be your belly rising and falling, your chest expanding and contracting, or the tactile sensations of the air passing through your nose or over your upper lip. Wherever the breath tends to appear most clearly, allow that area to be the home of your attention. As your mind wandered away from your breath, this is completely normal and to be expected. All our minds do this. In fact, your ability to notice that your mind has even wandered is exactly what we're seeking to cultivate. Just to be aware of our experience in the present moment with less judgment and more kindness. There's no right or wrong here. No one you need to please. Maybe your breath is slow and steady. Maybe it's rhythmic. Maybe not. Maybe your body feels antsy or restless. That's okay too. It doesn't matter one way or the other. What matters is that you're giving yourself this break from the busyness of the day to connect with your experience. You may notice sounds around you. As much as possible, let these sounds be as they are. Your breath is still here, anchoring you, calling you home to yourself. Thoughts and sensations and feelings will come and go. Try not to follow them too closely. When you notice your mind has wandered, just invite your mind back home to your breath. Were you distracted? It's no problem. Think of the awareness of this distraction as a loyal friend who's gently reminding you that you can always refocus on your breathing again. In our last moments together, I'm going to invite you to cultivate some positive emotions through a guided practice. So pick a hand, either will do, and squeeze the thumb and forefinger together. Think of a compliment someone has offered you. Take a deep breath in and slowly exhale, releasing the squeeze. Now squeeze your thumb and middle finger together. Think of something you appreciate about a colleague or a coworker. And taking a deep breath in, slowly exhaling and releasing the squeeze. And now I invite you to squeeze your thumb and ring finger together. And to think of a child you're working with for whom you've made an impact. And as you exhale, release the squeeze. And now I invite you to squeeze your thumb and little finger together. I invite you to think of a really good hug so that when you consider it, your heart softens. And now take a deep breath in and slowly exhale, releasing the squeeze. Now I'd like you to wrap all the fingers of one hand around the thumb of the other hand and squeeze. I'd like you to think of the compliment a colleague you appreciate, the child whose life you've impacted, and the warm hug. And take a deep breath in, slowly exhaling now, releasing the squeeze. And our last few moments together, we'll return home to the anchor of our breath. Just resting in the awareness of breathing and in the experience of being alive. As you move through your day, remember that this breath is always with you. And even as you're caring for others, you can always reconnect with your own experience. And allow this breath to focus and nourish you.